And all these are from Scripture, Malachi 3, Isaiah 40. And then firstly, Jesus arrives. I want to talk about Jesus. Jesus arrives at the River Jordan in verses 13 to 15. And he would have heard John preaching. He would have heard John's message, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And repent means to change your mind. It means to change your direction. It means to turn from those things that you think, to live your life your way and then turn back towards God. It's to turn from sin, to turn to Jesus. That's what John is asking them to do. And then Jesus asks John to baptize him. And John hesitates. The Amplified Bible says he vigorously protests. John hesitates to baptize the sinless Son of God. And he says in verses 13 and 14, I need to be baptized by you, and you come to me. But Jesus insists and says in verse 15, let it be so now, for it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. And so John consents. And it's interesting that John says that I'm not even worthy to carry his shoes, that the one who feels least worthy is invited to partner with God. And when Jesus says it's fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness, the us here is not just John and Jesus, it is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. And this word righteousness means a right standing with God. Jesus has a right standing with God. And Jesus' righteousness is given to all who trust in him. Makes you righteous as well. There's this exchange that takes place, our sin for Jesus' righteousness. That when God looks at us, he sees his Son. He sees the righteousness of Jesus. And there's a question here, why was Jesus baptized if he's the sinless, perfect Son of God? I think there's seven reasons. Jesus, first of all, says it's to fulfill all righteousness. And this first reason is that Jesus' baptism was God's will for him to let John baptize him. That was God's will. Jesus says to John, we're going to do this because that's what God wants. So he does it. Secondly, John's baptism was from heaven and it was approved by God. That's the second reason for Jesus' baptism. Third reason, Jesus' baptism announces him as the Messiah. Jesus is the King. And this is the start of his public ministry. And the fourth reason is that through baptism, Jesus identifies himself with his people that he came to save. Jesus fulfills all the requirements of the law that we could never do on our own, that we need him to be able to do that. Fifth reason, Jesus' baptism sets an example for us to follow today. You're going to see that shortly. Sixth reason, John was descended from the priestly line of Aaron, the tribe of Levi. And in the Old Testament, the Levitical priests would present sacrifices before the Lord. And here John presents the ultimate sacrifice, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, Jesus Christ. And finally, the seventh reason is in Jesus' baptism, you're going to see all three persons of the Trinity, the triune God, involved. Verse 16. When Jesus was baptized, as he come up out of the water, suddenly the heavens open, and John saw the Spirit of God descend like a dove and rest upon Jesus. And this word baptize is a very interesting word. It says in the Berean at Berean Bible when Jesus was submerged. It says in the literal standard version, when Jesus was immersed, he came up out of the water, the heavens opened, and the Holy Spirit came down upon him like a dove. So secondly, I want to talk about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit displays God's power in the creation of the world. The Holy Spirit reveals God's will to his people. And here the Spirit empowers Jesus, the Son of God, to bring the kingdom of God on earth. And in the Gospel of Luke, it says that Jesus was praying and the heavens opened. And as that happened, John realized in front of him is Jesus, the Messiah, who he had been preaching about. And because of John's witness, many, many people trusted in Jesus Christ. And for 400 years, the Israelites waited to hear from God. And here in verse 17, the Father speaks in a voice from heaven and he says, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." The Amplified Bible says, "In whom I am delighted." So thirdly, I want to speak about the Father God in verse 17. There are three special occasions in the Bible where the Father spoke. First, at Jesus' baptism right here. Secondly, at Jesus' transfiguration in Matthew 17. And finally, when Jesus approaches the cross, the Father speaks again that I'll glorify my Son. In 16 and 17, the verses, all three persons of the Trinity are present at this moment. God the Son is in human form, and he's joined by God the Holy Spirit in a dove-like form, and the voice of God the Father speaking from heaven. And in verse 17, this is the first time the word Son is used as a title for Jesus. The only begotten Son, the unique Son who is one of a kind, because he was with the Father at the creation of the earth. And also in this word, beloved, you can hear the tenderness of the Father to the Son, Jesus Christ. And then the Holy Spirit comes and descends on him. And this is a beautiful picture of God. The Father sends his Son to seek and save the lost. And the Spirit draws us to the Father through Jesus, the Son. And in verses 16 to 17, the uniqueness of each person of the Trinity can be seen at Jesus' baptism. So what does this all mean for us today? Well, I think first of all, we need to know that Jesus is the visible image of the invisible God. Jesus reveals God to us. Jesus is the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of God's being. Jesus is the Son of God who came into the world to die for you and me and for our sins. And if you believe in Jesus, this is good news. It's good news when you trust Jesus. And when you trust Jesus, you're born again. Your sins are forgiven, wiped clean, and you enter into God's family. What does it mean for us today? Well, I think it means this. When Jesus is baptized, God called him my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And note here, this is before Jesus even starts his ministry. He is well pleased with his beloved Son. And when you are baptized, God delights in you when you are baptized, because you are God's beloved, God's sons and daughters. And that pleases him more than anything you can do. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you that you have revealed that this is our true identity as sons and daughters of you, sons and daughters spiritually of God, born of the Spirit. And Lord, my prayer is that Nikki, Addy, Tozin, and Shalom will know this, that know that their identity is in Christ, and that they are secure in the love of the Father for them, that they are the beloved. Let that sink deep into their hearts, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I've just forgotten. I'd asked Tom to come up and do a reading. Jesus says that each person must be born again. And when we put our faith in Jesus Christ, God forgives our sins. He gives us a new life through his Holy Spirit. He makes us into a new creation. He brings peace, hope, and a new purpose in our lives. And Nikki, Ade, Shalom, and Tozin have made a personal decision to trust in Jesus Christ. They believe that Jesus is who he says he is. And that through Jesus' death and resurrection, he has made it possible for us to know God as our Father. Today you've heard Nikki, Addy, Shalom and Tozin's testimony. They've shared this with us of what Jesus has done in their lives. They didn't have to put their life right before God would accept them. God has accepted you. But Christians also are not perfect. We're just forgiven. So don't put too much of a burden on them to be perfect. Salvation doesn't mean perfection. We will all fall short of the glory of God. We'll all fall down from time to time. But that's why the Bible talks about forgiveness. So I'd ask if Nikki, Addy, Shalom and Tozin would come forward, please. And as you do that, I just want to pray a prayer for you. Thank you, guys. So Almighty God, we give you thanks for your Son, Jesus Christ, who was baptized in the River Jordan and passed through the deep waters of death. And we praise you that you raised him to life and exalted him. Lord, we ask you now to send your Holy Spirit. We pray that this baptism will be for your servants, Nikki, Addy, Shalom, and Tozin, a union with Christ in his death and resurrection, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, they might also be raised to newness of life. Father God, we pray, pour out your Spirit and anoint them for service, that they may grow into the likeness of Jesus Christ, into maturity. And we pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Okay, guys, we're going to move over to the back.